Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, Gloria, God go by. 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 Gloria, Gloria, God go by.
Deeper than a mile, what we're talking about. Taking you on home, cause you're rough in our zone. We'll be sitting music on the telephone. And you know we're not strong. We won't change our tone. We're gonna tell it, tell it.
Yeah.
Yes, who is happy today? We are happy, happy, woo! Happy, happy. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Everybody doing this beautiful Sunday. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Veterans Day, y'all. Veterans Day right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Y'all listen to your host, Evangelist Groby Pope. Master G is in the house. Excuse me, what's going on, Master G?
What's going on, good people? Glad to be in the house one more time. Miss y'all on last
one more again, one more again, one more again. We got Deborah drinking in the house. Prophetess Arcus McCray is for Inspiration Corner.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hello.
Lady?
Hello. Oh, going on.
What's up, y'all?
Yes, yeah.
All is well. I'm telling you, it's best to be go ahead and be happy, 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 because I'm telling you, God's still sitting on the throne, y'all.
Yes.
He's sitting on the throne.
Yes.
And, hey, looking down on us. That's right. Looking down on us.
My Lord.
See, he don't see our filthy rags. He sees Jesus, the blood of Jesus. That's who he sees. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Shall bless and praise his name this day. And I had to play happy because sometimes you have to be happy. You put that smile on to keep from snapping somebody up. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Sister Bandit have a corner in the house, and she know all about that. Don't you, Sister Bandit? That's right. How you everybody doing? It feel for that, baby? Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy, 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 because I don't want to have to hurt of nobody. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. Because I'm telling you, sometimes you have to put the good on the outside, because sometimes you just want to put somebody's head. You know,
well,
you
I understand happiness is a choice.
Yes, it is.
Well, that's what they say. You know, we have to push forward. We have to push, press.
Yeah.
The word is
press.
That's what it is, press.
Yes.
Sometimes we have to press.
Yeah.
So, I'm happy today. I'm happy. I'm trying to convince myself to be happy.
Baby.
Can I sing that song for you? No, that's all right. No,
all
right.
No
extra. But anyway.
No,
we'll
need it.
How you doing, Miss D? How you doing, honey? I'm going to be so nice to you. I'm happy now. I'm happy. I'm going to be happy. You can't say nothing shit tonight. Because, see, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. I'm
so
happy. Believe it or not, Sister Pepper Corner, it's good to hear you on the airwaves today. It really is. I'm happy.
I'm glad you agree with me, because you need to. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Now, let me say, don't run your mouth too much. That happiness can turn to anger.
Go ahead, Evangelist, with your show, honey. Go ahead, because I'm happy. I'm going to keep saying I'm happy. I'm glad you played that. I'm glad you feel like I feel. Just be happy. Keep from killing me.
Yeah.
I mean, excuse me. I forgot I was on the air. Go ahead. Yeah. Anyway, let's say our prayers, please, before we get crunk, because we got some stuff to talk about today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for all the many blessings that you have brought upon us this week, Lord God, and all the days before.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you for where we're getting ready to go, Lord God. We thank you for our future. We thank you for what's going to happen, which is going to be good and prosperous. And when we speak those things that be not as though they are, we bring it to pass by speaking it. Our mouths have power in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to bless each and every host on this broadcast today. Bless all of our listeners that's listening in, Lord God. Thank you for our stacks raising. And we ask you to continue to bless Glorious Gospel Vibes as we go forward, not backwards, to increase, not decrease. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, I thank you for Dr. Philip Deuce that's absent today. I pray that everything is good with him in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, I thank you for my life, health, and strength, and everybody on this broadcast. We ask you to bless us and continue to bless our families. Father, we pray for increase, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And with all these things I ask in your holy, most gracious, most prosperous name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
All these things
All these things.
That's a whole lot of stuff.
Yes. Hey, well, hey, that's what we. God can handle it all. Ain't nothing too large for him, baby. You got to think. You got to come out the box and think. We got to remember what kind of God we serve. We don't serve no little God.
You
can't
say, God, thank you for the $2,000 you're getting ready to bless me with. You say, God, thank you for the $2 million.
All right.
Yes, Lord.
You've got to think big. You got to think out of the box. And what I'm talking about there. I was telling Prophetess earlier, we all have a talent. God has blessed us with many gifts, many talents.
Yes.
Some of us sing. Some of us deal. Some of us work with our hands. Some of us work with our mouths. That's what
all
right. Yeah, right. I want to give you one, too. And some of us just have the wisdom. God has given us the wisdom to do all kind of different things. My thing is when we think that we're not making it to where God wants us to be, sometimes we be right where God wants us to be.
All right.
Because it's a time thing. It's a timing for everything.
Yeah.
And within that timing, that's right, and within that timing, we have to learn to be patient.
All right.
Because if we push forward and go too soon, it ain't going to work out. And if if we be too slow, it ain't going to work out. If we just be still and let God do what he's doing and lead us along, we'll find out that he's been covering us a long time, keeping us out of the realm of mess. There's always a mess out there. So I have come to the conclusion as to why I'm not as further along in my singing career as I should be. It's because I've noticed, and God, it's like a light came on after this last trip. Came on say, you ain't in any time. I got you. I'm going to bring you out. But you don't need them. You need me.
All right.
Now, you need the only person you need is me.
All right.
Because sometimes you can hook up and be tangled up in the wrong crew and find out that these people, all these people that say they're celebrities and they got all this talent. They've been out there and they're in the forefront. They're lame up in lights. Been out there for years and this and that. Find out they got some mess going on.
God just
covered you and kept you out of that mess.
Mm-hmm. My Lord.
So
wait on
that's
the Lord.
Just a word.
My Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a word. I had to throw it out there. I had to put it out there. Sorry about that.
All right.
Minister D coming up with the gospel news. He got some news for us today. So go
Mentista.
Well, I hope it's gospel news.
This is news. Oh, this is news. Y'all got to strap up for this one.
All right.
I titled this one, "What You See Is Not Always What You Get."
It's a confirmation.
My Lord.
Man stabbed woman he met on dating site 119 times. After she told him he was transgender.
Huh?
My goodness.
Okay.
A former sailor in the U.S. Navy stabbed a woman 119 times when she revealed she was transgender after they got to know each other.
My Lord.
Jawania Hickerson, 21 years old, lost it after learning D. Wiggum, age 25, had been born a man. Mississippi's Jacksonville Circuit Court heard that he knifed Miss Wiggums multiple times in the face and slashed her throat in a hotel room before showering and leaving her for dead. The pair had been chatting online for 2 months after making contact through a dating site. They decided to meet for the first time when Miss Wiggum was visiting the city of Biloxi, where Hickson lived, in July of last year. The hospital nurse picked him up at the Keesler Air Force Base, where he was training to be a weather forecaster, and drove them to a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, closed circuit TV footage shows them walking into a room together at the Best Western around 8:30. He was seen leaving 23 minutes later with his shirt wrapped around his neck. Lord, I tell you. Miss Wiggum's body was found about 9:45 by her friends. And our instructor later recognized him in a police appeal over the killing and reported him to detectives. Hickerson later told police he and Miss Wiggum's got to know each other at the hotel. She told him she was transgender. I lost it. he said, adding he did nothing he didn't remember much afterwards. He was jailed for 40 years without parole after pleading guilty to second-degree murder. He will also serve 15 years for robbery charge after taking Ms. Wiggins' purse and her phone.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord. On top of all of it.
Okay, see, y'all need to stop playing. Tell the truth.
All right.
Out here playing. Out here playing. You a woman. No, you a man.
Well, my thought to this is, these dating sites is, look, just go to church and meet you somebody. Go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Go to the mall.
What they got to do with it?
Yeah. Go to the ball game. You going online. Because, see, dating is fake anyway. Just think about when y'all were dating. You putting on your best mask when you dating. Putting on your best mask.
I ain't put on no mask. I ain't put on no mask. I don't know what you're talking about.
So understand, you know, what you already putting on your mask. What you think you're going to do by going on a dating site when they ask you to put all this information in?
Okay.
Oh, I'm 5'5". I'm 125 pounds.
Right.
I'm brown skinned.
Tell the truth.
You know, well, you saying you're 125
anyway.
When you really, you're 125 when you really 225.
Yeah.
Everything in dog is coming to the light. I don't know why you're tripping.
A 5'4".
Why you
going
to see you one day? And I would assume that's why you got on the dating site to meet somebody. They're going to have to
and
see you eventually.
Also up there. Also,
yeah.
You have a false picture.
I'm not condoning what he did. However, you know, I can imagine that's a terrible feeling to get with somebody and then they say, well, I got something to tell you.
2 months you've been talking to this person.
I got something to tell you. My name Jaleesa, but I was born James.
Jimmy.
My Lord.
Jimmy.
What?
And you don't tell all your intimate business to this person for over
still,
the 2 months period?
I still don't see the reason to kill this person.
He couldn't.
You
he didn't have to stab him.
No. I'm not condoning it one bit. Not one
right,
bit.
Because 119 times you was mad. You was
that was some,
mad.
That was
more than crazy.
That went deeper.
Yeah.
That went deeper.
Yeah, because you don't know. There's a lot of men I know that just cannot stand being around a gay person. So
yeah.
He was one of those kind of men. All that came out in them 119 stabs.
That's a hate crime.
Yeah, that's what it was. And that's much more deeply rooted than that one little revelation that he got. You know, it had to go deeper than that.
It's sad. Now he got to stay in jail. This other person is dead. Just senseless murdering.
And then he turned around and stole a man's purse.
Yeah.
I mean, really, really,
well, you know,
crazy.
He had to take his gas money back.
And hotel
fare.
Lord Jesus.
And a hotel fare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you.
That's too sad.
Oh. Pray for our people, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Well, I tell you, I'm going to go ahead and play Joy Coming in the Morning because the night don't look too good.
All right.
And when we come back, we're gonna talk about who been fooling who in this election around here. Because this is a mess.
Right now.
I just had to throw that out there. Don't just hold on.
Can we
just
get
our
highlights?
Don't.
Before we do that, can we get the highlights of your trip to go get that award? I think that should be talked about also.
Joy coming in the morning. The night don't look too good. Let's go. Shantae. Chapman.
Weeping Bay. Endure for a night.
Comes in the Shanta Chapman in the house, independent gospel recording artist, right here. I tell you,
unspeakable joy.
Unspeakable. Well, I tell you, happy. Who's fooling who? Or who is the fool? That's what it's about. Who is the fool? How many fools do we have in the government today? I know they say it's not good to call a person a fool, but the Bible say if you don't do a certain way, you're a fool. Hey.
That's right.
Foolish mind. Ooh, I tell you, it's hard. This is a mess going on out here. Now,
yeah.
We want to talk about all the stuff going on at these polls. Now let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you. All this early voting we had, how many months ago? 2 months? 2-3 months? So after you do the early voting before you have the regular vote, shouldn't you have counted up those ballots? It's just me. Shouldn't they have been counted and ready to be added on to the regular stuff, right?
And when they still didn't vote. That's the point.
What you say?
I said when they were still at the post office, you got mail trucks still delivering. That's the sad part.
Okay. They're still delivering early vote?
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh.
What are you delivering to?
To whatever district they were supposed to go up to. wherever it was supposed to go, they were just
received. But my thing is, why were they held? Why were they held? They should have been counted as they were going.
We've had some very important dignitaries who've had their hand in the cookie jar.
Mm. Oh, we hear Michael Jackson. Who is that?
I don't know.
Wrong show.
They had their hand in the cookie jar.
Hello.
Yeah, the hand shouldn't have been in no kind of jar at all, but the election jar. And counting up them votes. Okay, now, if you are over the counting of the votes and you decide you want to run for a certain seat in the government,
that shouldn't be.
That should be automatically a
conflict of interest.
Yeah, a conflict of interest.
Okay. So wouldn't you have to step down from being over the votes in order to run for the seat that you're trying to get? Because if you don't, then you're going to put your hand in the cookie jar, election jar.
All right. And be influential.
Some of them votes out so that you can win.
Of course.
So that's the key word you just used right there. Influence.
That's right.
So you want to maintain the influence.
And boldly they do it.
When you can see the arrogance in y'all, when it was asked to make a statement after the so-called election that ain't even finished yet because they're still counting votes, and you said, well, you might as well accept what it is because I've won. So why don't you just go head on and complete this catastrophe, you know, this mess you got going on because I've won. Then you got the president of the United States getting on day one. That's it. It's over.
See.
So
once again,
are they really wasting time counting votes since y'all don't already say it's already done, regardless of?
Yeah, because
it is 25,000 more votes than you have not been counted.
What he's saying is my influence is already going to get us this race. My influence.
His influence.
So you might as well go ahead and just accept what it is. Let's
pay attention to the 2016 election because I'm just calling it like it is. Donald Trump. I remember how he overpowered Hillary Clinton in everything. He was very rude. And when he kept just bringing this back to the forefront about how she leaked all of these emails. That's all he talked about. It kind of went through me then. I said, why is he harping on this one thing? But of course, we found out later it's because he was at the head of the table of that mess. He was with the Russians interfering. So he knew this was going on. He knew he was probably the ringleader of that. Okay. Now, once again, he's got his hand in the cookie jar again. I mean, he stood up and bragged about, we got Georgia and we got Florida.
Right.
But why is it prosecutors having evidence that Trump financed campaign violations?
Everybody is really afraid to say anything to Trump. That's just
they
like they say a certain race of people is just crazy. Don't mess with them. Because if you start something, it's going to be something. Yeah, it's something like that. If you start something, it's going to be something. Because he's going straight to Twitter and start something.
But see, it's beyond that now. He's gotten too comfortable, too bold. Okay.
Oh, it's worse.
And he's tyrannical. He just don't care anymore. He just feels that he can do whatever he likes, and I just see this. We're not going for it.
Now he's starting to throw. You know how a little kid is when they can't get their way. You know, after they get that like a whooping, right? One whooping, and when they decide they want to throw or get ugly again, they don't go straight to the temper tantrum. They kind of ease into the temper tantrum.
Okay.
Kind of just stomp off. maybe slam the door, say something bad. But when you ain't did nothing about it, the next time they're going to throw a temper tantrum and they're going to hit the floor and throw it and show it in front of everybody on you. So Donald Trump decided to throw a temper tantrum about three days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Snapped up, got mad because all the press was asking him questions. You want to hold a press conference, but then you want to be controlled. You don't want nobody, no media asking you no questions. Let you say what you want to say. Don't ask
all
any
right.
questions. Basically,
that's it.
That's what it is. So when they first started the first discussed the mixed midterm results, he got pissed right off the rip. He didn't wait around. He just got mad. The feeling.
That's him.
And had the people put the media guy out.
Yeah.
Out of the press conference.
I don't know how many people saw that, but I watched it live. I watched it live, and that man never put his hand on that young lady in any kind of way.
Uh-huh.
At all. And then they're talking now about how the video had been redone. Okay, certain parts taken out.
Goodness.
Yes. This is the accusation now, is that that has been manipulated. Okay, and we've even got a lawyer who is saying that they could be sued.
Yeah, I know.
And should sue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Them.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
But most of all, what is
all the guy did? All he did was asking. He started. He was asking about the migration. You know, the caravan that was headed toward the United States.
Exactly.
He got pissed. First thing come out his mouth. Here we go. Here we go with the question.
My Lord.
So he snapped.
He called him a nationalist. What he called himself now. But when someone mm-hmm. brought that subject up again, it was next. He was so rude. It was like watching Sybil, you know. Bipolarism was at its best.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Yeah.
He didn't want to hear anything about his past
antics.
No.
He just want to talk about what he want to talk about, and he don't want nobody to answer him no questions about the people
that's right.
of migration. He didn't want nobody to ask him anything about the midterms unless he put it out there, you know. So what he said, he got defensive, and he started saying that the people that was coming was not actors. He said, "I think you should let me run this country." That's what he told the good little guy. And you are CNN.
He was so obviously rude. He was so rude to those reporters of color.
And he told them to sit down, get the mic out their hand, put them out, had them put out. You know, had the aide snatch the mic away from the man. You know, and tell them to get out. You know. You know, stuff like that. This is like little kid stuff, what a little kid would do. Not a president of the United States.
Okay. And, I mean, it's just being tolerated. I just think they should be chastised for their conduct during these type of interviews. I mean, it's just not right. I'm sorry. It's just not becoming of a president, period.
No, it's not.
You see. And the way they raked Obama over the coals for anything and everything that he did was ever insulting or out of order, you see, we're just sitting there watching this man do whatever he wants to do. He's a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
He has all of the characteristics of a dictator. You know, don't ask
me. You do what I say.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right. Well, CNN got pissed about how he did that. That was really, you know, they had to say something. They said that the president's ongoing attacks on the press have gone a little too far. They are not only dangerous, but they are disturbingly un-American. And while President Trump has made it clear he does not respect a free press, he has a sworn obligation to protect it. That's what he's supposed to be doing. A free press is vital to democracy, and we stand behind Jim Acosta, that was a reporter, and his fellow journalists everywhere, because because it is time for him to stop attacking the media and the press because of they asking him questions that need to be asked and he needs to answer. But he won't answer because he don't want to answer because he know he's wrong. And time out for all that. That's crazy. And you got this man coming up behind Kemp and all the rest of them, Kemp and other guys from Florida, you know, they are coming behind him. And it seems like they don't have their little meeting and say, don't worry about nothing. Y'all just do what y'all do. We got this. Y'all going to win. Yeah. We ain't got to worry about it.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And people are just sitting there like it's all right, you know. This is how we should have this. This president, because he's president, he gets away with this. I don't think so. And it's all going to blow up in his face anyway.
Yes, it is.
We serve a great God, and I just don't believe he's going to allow this to continue.
Out of all the presidents I've lived to see, I've never disliked the president like I dislike this one.
Thank you.
My Lord.
You know, I really was, you know, kind of some of the things that he was doing, I could see why he did. But he has gotten totally off track now with this election. And I'm really pissed about this election.
Lies so easy.
You're upset about this election. Upset.
I mean, this man lies like he breathes, you know. And that little hand and that little pinky go up in the air, get ready.
There you go.
And watch body language, too. And here's the thing. It's sickening. We got to do something about this. As Americans, you know, thank God for Amendment 4. Bring it up. Some of these folks, honey. Yes. We've had some victories in this election now.
Yes, we have.
You know, it is what it is, but we got to do better.
We keep our prayers going because everything that they're doing, they're so afraid of us. They're so afraid of Democrats. They're so afraid of black people. They're so afraid of everything. They have decided to fight back with lies. I mean, everything that God is against. They're fighting them because they have no God in them.
Yes.
Right.
See, if they had God in them, then they know that, you know, they're doing wrong. They have no God. They fear nothing because they are their God. So since they are their God, everything that they're doing, they figure is all right, and ain't nobody going to stop them because they rule this world. And Satan do rule the world. And I throw it on out there. Yes, Satan rules with his foolishness. But see, God loves people. God said, "What you how you feel about it? If you say it ain't no God, hey, whatever you say, we know
my Lord.
That there is a God, and there's a heaven and a hell.
Yes.
And you will meet your Maker.
All right.
You hear what I say?
Mm.
So we
say, you know, it's
our
all
prayer is that God be cover His people.
Oh yeah.
Tell me why
that's
He's fired.
That's all I had to say.
Yes, well.
He fired
Sessions because he's one of the persons who's going to have to testify in their, you know, investigation. He fired him the next day because he already, trust me, this man knows that it's getting closer and closer to his being exposed. He's not a dummy.
He knows.
Yeah, all of his rants and his tantrums and so forth, they're not working anymore. You understand?
Even the Republicans see that he done lost it. He done lost
exactly.
And making them look bad. They say making them look bad.
Mm-hmm. And let's just go ahead and give a hand for the women in this election.
All right.
And we are
applause.
I am so proud of the women who have succeeded in this election. You see,
yes.
No longer a man only, you know, thing. No. And Sister Abrams, baby, she gets my
ball. It ain't over till it's over.
I'm just
over
saying.
All right. And they're stretching it all the way out now to is it December?
Yes, baby. December the 4th. Okay. Yes. And even Gillum in Florida.
All right.
That's right. That's right.
That matters.
Well, seems like Gillum, I hear a lot of rattling going on. What's going on? Who is rattling? Is that you, Sister Vanity?
Yeah.
No, stay out of my business. I ain't rattling nothing. I'm listening.
Well, I've been hearing everything, but I just didn't say nothing.
Yeah, I know it's rattling.
Okay, who?
Look.
I'll find out.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard it too.
And what's so funny is that Rick Scott and Chelsea, now they want to sue.
Wow.
They want to sue the election office because of the confusion. And Scott, he's not clean either. He had influence over the vote, supervisor of elections, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how these people qualify to run for office. You see,
Mr.
that's
D?
What I was about, the hand in the cookie jar.
I'm getting a lot of feedback in you. Don't let Sister Mia send Sister Vanders over there. I know it was him. I just won't say nothing. Because I'm waiting right now. I'm talking about his car. I'm going to flat all his tires. No, you don't do that. Oh, help him. Pray for Sister Vanders.
No violence today.
What are you doing, Mr. D?
I'm just sitting here listening to the conversation.
No. You out and everything stopped.
That running was over since the pepper came out right here. It was cashing me.
See, hear that right there?
See?
That's
your microphone. Maybe.
Now, do you have a headset on today, Minister D?
Yes, I have on a headset so I can hear everybody.
Well, you might need to take that headset off and talk directly.
Oh, I need to upgrade my headset. I will upgrade my headset for next weekend.
Okay.
Feel free to put in.
They teach you that in seminary school. You don't get on the air with a cheap headset. You don't do that. Now, if I need to send you one, you stay off eBay and let me send you a headset. Maybe you can hear better. You can stop all this noise.
Don't talk about eBay.
Yeah, don't talk about eBay. He might do something to you. That's his man. eBay. I think he got some stock in eBay. But anyway, we get ready to go. Oh my God! Let me just put. I just gotta put it on. Deborah Drinker. Please, if you have anything else you'd like to add to this episode?
I've gone through most of it. You know, and I just commend the women who have come forward and have, you know, won in these elections. We have them from every walk of life. Every race, you see. And I love the fact about the Muslim young lady. You know, we got young ones.
Yeah.
See, and this is what we need. We need this rainbow. We need this rainbow. It's not a matter of want. We need
this rainbow.
You see, because that's what God said we are. You know, we are a people of many creeds and colors.
He likes the variety.
Yes. We have to have that. And we still need to be that beacon and that example to the world. We're losing We're losing our status. We're losing our respect because of simpletons, you see. So we've got to work on that. That's just my opinion, you know. But I'm thinking that now, if we don't, you know, they say you got to stand up for something or you fall. So yes, we're going to out. We're going to keep our eye on this about this election and this recount, okay? Because you already know Trump going to try to find a way.
All right.
He's going to try to find a way to distract us, to confuse us, and just out and out just change it, you know. He's going to try. For some reason, he think he's the king. He's the tyrant. That he just can say, okay, let me wave my wand. We're not going to have this anymore. Bam, it's gone. No, the last time I checked, this is still a democracy. And I think someone needs to re-educate him on what a real president should do. Because he's lost his grip. I'm sorry. It's just over for him. You know.
Where's this time out for the United States? And she got to get what's coming to her. She's done a lot of damage to a lot of countries. And people don't want to say it, but I'm saying yes. I love the United States. It's my land. But I tell you, the United States, that's right. I figured what you're going to do.
All right.
Got to get what's coming to you. You reap what you sow.
That's true.
Why you all over there killing up all the other tyrants and that's in charge of other countries, even Saddam Hussein. Y'all did him like that, you know. So now it's time for you know the what they say, the rooster goes come home to roost or whatever. The chickens come home.
All
to
right.
Roost.
And let's talk about California and what it's going through with these fires. You see, think about what we did when California was first discovered. And they had gold, you know, quote, unquote. They ran all of the Native Americans out of there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They ran them out of there because they wanted to take over. And I just feel like something's coming back to, you know, harvest now. You see?
You know, a lot of the pastors, they get together and they say, we should say stuff like that because we are part of the United States and that what we should do is pray for them. Oh, yeah, we're praying. We're praying because we're living here. We're praying that God is merciful. Is merciful.
Yes, he
covers his people. His people. But see, a lot of these people you're talking about ain't his people.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
In the Bible, it will be fulfilled.
Hello.
So y'all better open up y'all eyes and get it together. Anyway, Inspiration Corner is up right here, right now. Glorious Gospel Vibes, I tell you. Pray for us because we show you some prayer.
Woo!
Holy.
Prophetess Arcus McCray, and I'm going to hit it, and I hope of all, I would like to thank all of the hosts and the men and women who prayed for me while I was sick. I thank you, and I thank you again. And I also congratulate Evangelist Pope and Minister Togo on the awards event that they attended. Today, I'm going to talk a little about insurance. It's time to get some life insurance. Loved ones, people don't like to talk about life insurance upon death. When death comes, you want to be put away nicely, and you don't want to strain your family. But loved ones, I'm here to tell you this evening about another insurance, which is called eternal life insurance. You see, we don't need no insurance while we're dead. You need to get it before you die. This evening, I'm going to tell you about eternal life insurance. Hebrews 9:27 says, as it is appointed unto all men once to die, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Loved ones, if you woke up still breathing with the breath of life still in your body, what a blessing. You now have a chance to get some of that eternal life insurance that's free. The price has already been paid for you by our big brother, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us, that we may have eternal life. Now, loved ones, what you're going to do is prepare yourself so that you can receive the benefits of the eternal life insurance. John 14 and 2 say, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have not told you. I go to prepare a place for you, which is heaven. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared man. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." In other words, for you to receive the benefits, number one, you must repent, be godly sorry. You were born in a world of sin. Number two, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, "Whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed." This eternal life insurance can anyone. It's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all the rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, loved ones, it's time for you to get your eternal life insurance. It's free. Don't forget, prepare, repent, confess, believe, call, and be saved. Loved ones, get your eternal life insurance. Choose ye this day who you're going to spend and where you're going to spend your eternal life. I'm Prophetess Artis McQuaid. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. I love you. Don't forget about the eternal life insurance. Praise God.
There is a prophetic word on tonight, and the Lord have impregnated new direction with the word. And the word is, the sun is going to shine if you hold up. But first of all, for clarity reasons, the sun that we're talking about is not the celestial body that give off heat, nor that sun that's 92,900,000 miles away from the center of the earth. We're not talking about that sun. But the sun that we're talking about is the Son of the Living God, the one who died for our sins. Some of you all may refer to him as Jehovah Jireh. Some of you all may refer to him as Jehovah Rapha. But he's the God of my soul. And I want you to know, whatever you're going through, that the sun is going to shine on your behalf. Come on, New Direction. The first verse says this. So many nights, I've cried. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know I cried for better days. Yes, I did.
For better days,
I've prayed for. Am I talking to some real folk up in here? But through it all, come on. I know. Come on. What do you know, Vincent? What we know is the sun is going to shine.
The sun is going to shine.
But see, I got to do something. I got to just hold out. Come on, y'all. You got to tell your spirit, man, the sun is going to shine. Come on. If I hold out, that's the song. There's another significant verse that says,
sometimes I feel
all alone. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to get with it. God, I thank you. No one around. No one's there. Can't comprehend the magnitude of what you're going through. But you know what? You got to tell yourself, I must endure. Come on, New Year.
I must
for I know.
And the nucleus of this song is the sun is going to shine. New direction. Anybody know what we're talking about? It's going to shine on your unwanted situation. Whatever you're faced with, whatever problem you're going through, you got to tell your spirit, man, the sun is going to shine until you hold out. Listen here. I like this one.
Oh, yes, we have a few more minutes before we close this out, but I thank everybody for being on the broadcast today, and we're going to say goodbye. We'll see you back here next week, same time, same place, right here on Glorious Gospel Live. Yes. Say goodbye, everybody.
Yes.
We love you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Y'all follow me in the morning. Come on. I don't care what the problem. The prophetic word is that joy is coming in the morning. You gotta worship right there. You just gotta wait until the morning. That's the word. That's the word. Listen here. Listen here. I won't let go. I can't let go of my faith. Why you can't let go of your faith? Because the sun. We're going back to the sun. It's going to shine. If I hold out. See, that's it. That's the nucleus of the song. That's all I got to do. I just got to hold out. When I'm crying and nobody can comprehend the magnitude of what I'm going through, when I'm in that quiet place and when I'm crying and I'm bleeding on the inside, I just got to hold out. We're going back there. You got to know that weeping.